That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
WHKW, W245CY, Cleveland, encouraging you to head back to church this Sunday, a service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
You know, John, Revelation 21, verse 8, the last part of that verse says, and all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And it doesn't mean that anyone who's ever told a lie, because, you know, everybody's told a lie, okay, whether you meant to or not. But he's talking about those that practice lying, that do it as a practice and are unrepentant. And we're going to play you a clip here. Now, to you and I, and by the way, in that verse, it says hypocrites, all hypocrites. But to you and I, hypocrisy is repulsive. To these people, right? And I'm telling you, I don't want to sound mean or nasty or, you know, but it's just a fact within the Democratic collective, within the Communist Party there, lying is something to be embraced. They do. They practice it openly, and they're not even ashamed of it. And to be hypocrisy is something they embrace, and they boast. They boast. If you've ever managed to get in and be amongst them without them knowing who you are, you would be amazed at how they embrace and boast about hypocrisy. So I'm going to play a clip, and every one of these people are former senators and congressmen, media whores. In fact, I have heard lie, every single one of them, I have heard tell lies, lie after lie. And when you're finished, you're going to have heard every one of them lie. So go ahead and let him bring it on.
Got the video, the same thing they're trying to put Trump away for the rest of his life. Here's the Democrats doing the same thing. You got to use this in court, my guy.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's the real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president of elect.
No way. Bro, hold on. They wasn't just saying it. They were going extremely hard to say it. Do you hear these people? And all of that they're talking about has been debunked. It's not true. My God, bro, this is crazy.
Did you know that you could get $50,000 to over $150,000 of investment capital at 0% interest rates to fund?
Right here. This is 12 minutes of them going ham.
Although legally elected is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is a legitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
There absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election. And in that sense, it's illegitimate.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that
he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
Stolen emails. Stolen drone. Stolen drone. Stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump.
So do you believe President Trump is an illegitimate president?
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
The Russian attempt to hack the election, and frankly, the FBI's weighing in on the election, I think makes his election illegitimate.
There was a widespread understanding that this election was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened, Isaac. I mean, there's just a lot that I think will be revealed, history will discover. But you don't win by 3 million votes and have all this other shenanigans stuff going on and not come away with an idea like, whoa, something's not right here.
The outcome of the election was affected by their interference. And now we need to know, you know, to what degree, if any, the Trump campaign was actually in collusion with Russia.
He knows he's an illegitimate president. So, of course, he's obsessed with me. And I believe that it's a guilty conscience.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
And Al Gore won that election. I think he won it anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Bush versus Gore. A court took away a presidency.
If all the votes were counted in Florida, that Al Gore would be president today and George Bush would be.
So let me get this straight. This stuff has been happening for a while now. Al Gore, George Bush, Hillary, Trump, and now 2020. What's so different about 2020? This stuff has been happening for a while now. For years, for decades. Right? People questioning and people have questions. They want answers. But apparently, it's not the same in 2020. And this is the 2000 presidential election, man.
Backing off.
I come from Florida, where you and others participated in what I call the United States coup d'etat.
There's no doubt in my mind that Al Gore was elected president.
I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt to suppress voter turnout.
It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
The Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Speaking to a Democratic group in Chicago Tuesday, he made it clear he thinks Al Gore was the winner.
By the time it was over, our candidate had won the popular vote, and the only way they could win the election was to stop the voting in Florida.
Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results. Al Gore would be president.
The Supreme Court elected the president.
2004, yes.
Al Gore won the state of Florida in 2000, although not the presidency.
But the Supreme Court tampered? That's a large charge. The Supreme Court stopped the counting of the votes, and if they let the count go on, Al Gore would have got the necessary votes.
The Supreme Court selected George W. Bush as the president. He was not elected.
There is overwhelming evidence that George W. Bush did not win this election.
What I observed as a voter, as a citizen of Illinois 4 years ago, were troubling evidence of the fact that not every vote was being counted.
I don't think that George W. Bush won the election in 2000 against Al Gore, because I think he probably lost Florida and also that nationwide.
If you invite me back on this show in about 8 weeks, I think you're going to learn that Al Gore actually did get all the votes there.
The court has been thwarting the formation of the popular will, the most spectacular example being Bush versus Gore, where the majority by a 5-4 vote enjoined the counting of more than 100,000 ballots in Florida and essentially gave America its first court-appointed president.
I think in 2000, everybody thought, well, he did win the election, Al Gore.
After the election, when you stole the election, you came back here and said, get over it. No, we're not going to get over it.
You know it, I know it, they know it. We won that election.
Constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio and malfunctioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have led to additional loss of confidence by the public.
The right to vote has been stolen from qualified voters.
In 2004, the democratic process was thwarted.
The 2004 presidential election in Ohio was riddled with unnecessary problems.
Some machines malfunctioned, causing votes to be counted more than once.
or not at all.
Based upon an inordinate number of allegations suggesting gross voting rights violations and misconduct, I join with my colleagues in objecting to counting the state of Ohio's electoral votes.
As in 2000, the votes of many who wanted to vote were not, in fact, counted.
This last Friday night, I arranged to meet Senator Kerry at a fundraiser to give him a copy of my book. He told me he now thinks the election was stolen.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, whoa! I mean, you got to play this video in court. I mean, you have to. If you're a Trump, this is some disturbing stuff, in my opinion, because they've been doing this for a while now, and it's always Democrats, right? And the moment I guess Trump did it, it's just not okay. But I mean, this is some wild stuff. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, I personally, I've never always been into politics. I'm still barely into politics. Well, I'm into politics full time now, but I'm barely into, like, the drama stuff. Like, I like candidates. I like people. I like what they're doing. I want change in my community. I want to, you know, restore change and do all these things. But when you start to look at the history of the Democrats and you start to look at the history of these types of things, bro, do you see this? 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012. So those weren't questioned. 2008, 2012, but 2016 is. And now, because 2016 was now 2020, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is some crazy stuff. Like, if you were going after people for what they said, then you'll be going after everybody in this video. But you're not. You're going after one guy.
Wife of John Kerry said she has lingering doubts about the legitimacy of the election. Her theory goes like this. Two brothers, she calls hard right Republicans, own 80% of voting machines in the U.S. Therefore, it would be easy to hack into the mother machines that control the electronic voting.
There were numerous irregularities in Ohio, including large percentages of rejections of provisional balloting, problems with voting machines.
As we look at our election system, I think it's fair to say that there are many legitimate questions about its accuracy, about its integrity.
There are still legitimate concerns over the integrity of our elections.
The question, obviously, is how many instances were not caught that we don't know about? Number one, we've seen a lot of what I'll call honest glitches where it just didn't work right. But also that these machines are hackable. A dishonest employee of the vendor, or a dishonest employee of a local board of elections, or simply someone who knows electronics and has a computer at home, could hack into these machines and put in a secret instruction to disregard every 20th Democratic vote or add 10% to the Kerry or to the Bush vote or whatever. And you might not ever know it.
I agree with tens of millions of Americans who are very worried that when they cast the ballot on an electronic voting machine, that there is no paper trail to record that vote.
The numerous irregularities that occurred with the electronic voting machines in Ohio on November the 2nd of last year point to an unresolved national crisis.
We cannot declare that the election of November 2nd, 2004 was free and clear and transparent and real. There must be independent testing of the voting machines used in Ohio.
I'm not confident that the election in Ohio was fairly decided. We know that there was substantial voter suppression and the machines were not reliable.
The members of Congress who have brought this challenge are speaking up for their aggrieved constituents, many of whom may have been disenfranchised in this process.
Treating today's electoral vote count in Congress as a meaningless ritual would be an insult to our democracy unless we registered our own protest against the obviously flawed voting process that took place in so many of our states.
Voters who wish to cast a vote for president or vice president can't approach the polls with certainty that their vote will be counted.
This is 2018.
I will not say that.
Candidates, both black and white, lost their races because they have been deprived of the votes they otherwise would have gotten. And the clearest example is from next door in Georgia. Stacey Abrams should be governor leading that state right now.
So you don't feel that you lost fair and square?
I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is a direct proportion of us not being able to get these reforms passed.
2022.
One of the most significant...
You know what? I'm done with this video. Here's why I'm done with this video. Because I just came. It just came to me. Carrie Lake, Donald Trump.
Alrighty, we're back. Now, here's the irony on all of this. The irony. Who was it that was promoting in 2016? Who was behind that whole Russia hoax? Who was it? It was none other than Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton,
that's been proven. She's the one that was behind that hoax. She committed high crimes and treasons against America. Hillary Clinton, but because the fix was in, because the so-called Justice Department was bought and paid for, okay? And Bill Barr was just as guilty as Merrick Garland. Bill Barr is just as corrupt as, maybe not that corrupt, because Merrick Garland kind of, he's taking corruption to new heights, yeah. But
look at Hillary, even backing up. She was working from an unsecure server in a bathroom. She was carrying documents with her that she wasn't authorized to have. She was she passed information on other computers, stuff got out. She then was ordered to produce some evidence. She bleach bit her computer. She smashed and wiped out all these cell phones. I mean, she committed all of the things that they're trying to condemn Donald Trump for doing, that he didn't do anything. Again, it's a case of here she committed all the crimes they're trying to push off on somebody else. She got away scot-free, and they're trying to make Donald Trump pay for her sins, her crimes. That's what's going on.
Well, every one of those people that you just heard are Democrats, and I've heard every one of them lie before. Now, listen, Every one of them out there told a big fat lie. Now, Donald Trump, they're saying that Donald Trump knew that he was lying. They all knew that they were lying. Now, they said that that it would have been that the evidence was there that Donald Trump knew there was no election fraud. Well, let me ask you this: there were 2 million people that showed up out there who believed like the way like Donald Trump believed, and like you and I believed. Okay, and Joe here. Just think of that. For every one person that decided to make the trip, how many do you think felt the same way that didn't?
Oh, millions. It's in the millions, tens of millions or more.
So we had a coup. What was, and those people, the reason they are so bent on getting Trump, they are scared to death. They committed high treason against God and against America. They have committed high treason. They put true patriots. What they did is they put innocent patriots in prison. Some of them have been there for 2 years and still don't have a trial date. They violated every aspect of the law, and they know if Trump gets back in office, by their own admission, Hillary says if Trump gets back in, we are all going to hang because they're all involved with this corruption, with the stealing of the election, with treason against America. And so, and this is why, you know, they're all bought and paid for, Joe. Now, listen, let me ask you this. What is it called when people, and I just really read a lot of this out of Isaiah here. What is it called when people sell themselves for money?
They become whores. Scripture is quite plain on that.
And so you have media whores, you have judicial whores. Boy, I'm going to tell you.
Political whores, yeah.
You know, there was a book written called Whores Galore. And boy, I'm going to tell you, that really applies to it in a major, major way. Alrighty, we have another little clip we want to play. I want to play this little clip here. This talks about some of what's happening. And folks, there are some very, very bad people that have some very, very bad intentions for you and I, and you need to know this. But we'll discuss this afterwards. Go ahead and play the clip there, Lenny.
I first noticed we had a problem in 2012. I was pretty fresh out of journalism school, and I used to live in South Africa, so I had a big interest in South Africa. And suddenly the president of the country, I'm going to show you a video of him, he starts singing about, we need to kill all the farmers. The president says, bring me my machine gun. We're going to shoot them. They're going to run. Then I looked at Brazil. And I used to live in Brazil as well, so I had a big interest in what was going on in Brazil. Federal police and military, sometimes in UN costumes, were dismantling entire agricultural villages. They were expropriating hundreds of thousands of hectares of the best agricultural land, and they said they were going to give it back to some Indian tribes that supposedly lived there a few hundred years ago. So I called up the chief of the Indian tribes, of the Xavante Indians, and I said, hey, what's going on? Are they going to give this land, and what are you guys going to do with it? He said, that's not our land. We've never lived there. We're Indians of the Floresta, the jungle, not the Cerrado, the kind of savanna area where this agriculture was. So that was weird. Two countries where they're going after the farmers. They were literally holding these farmers at gunpoint, having them dismantle their little shacks. Later that same year, Communist China announced that they're going to force hundreds of millions of farmers and peasants off their land into these pre-built mega cities that they had already constructed, these big apartment blocks. So you have Brazil, South Africa, China. Of course, we all know what's going on in the United States, right? The Bundy Ranch. And then somebody from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization sent me this report. This came out in 2013. Nobody ever reads these things. But he said, this is important. You have to read this. So I read it and ended up writing an article about it. It was published in May of 2016. UN let them eat bugs. Kind of the Marie Antoinette. I don't know that she really said that. A lot of people say she didn't. But the report was about how they're going to make us eat bugs. How meat and chicken and traditional agriculture were not sustainable. And the food of the future was going to have to be creepy crawlers. And they actually have a big section in the report about, you know, those Westerners, they're pretty picky with their food. They're not really going to want to eat bugs. We're going to have a major propaganda campaign. We'll use state-funded media and we'll use government indoctrination centers masquerading as schools to get them used to the idea of eating bugs.
There you go. And, well, Lisa's been eating bugs for a long time.
I'd rather starve than eat bugs.
Oh, right, kid. Yeah. And, you know, and the bugs feel the same way about you. You know that. So
they probably love eating her. There ain't much of me to eat.
All right. Anyhow, well, we got a whole lot of things happening out there, Joe. Catherine Engelbrecht, she promises to release some information on the ballots and the mules in January 6th and more in coming months. Tell us about what's going on there, because what a lady she is. What a real lady, huh?
She's a lady and a hero. She's the power, the principle behind True the Vote.
So is Philip, Greg Phillips, but with her.
Well, that's her right-hand researcher, Greg Phillips. They're the ones that provided the raw data for Dinesh D'Souza's film, The 2,000 Mules. And these people have been attacked by the government. They have been jailed, investigated by the FBI, attacked by the IRS, vilified by the media, anybody loyal to the deep state. And then they got a big lawsuit from a company called Conic. Now, Conic was involved in election machines and with voting machines, and they were sued. Well, what did they do? When they got sued, they took and they put online all the information they had, made it available to everybody to see about what happened. Well, when they did that, this Conic is a company with links to China. It's tied into the Chinese Communist Party. And when all this got dumped online, Conic backed out of the lawsuit. They went, oops, you know, and all of a sudden it was crickets. So what they've done now is they've opened a new website called Open Inc. I want you all to write this down. Open Inc. Capital OPEN.INK. And they're going to be posting as much material as possible regarding elections, integrity, court fights. All of this information is going to be put on this new site. And they talk about all the different things that we've already discussed on here, but researcher Phillips Greg Phillips is the one who learned that Koenig was hosting Chinese servers on election-related domains of its United States-based customers, including voteforfairfax.com, voteforboston.com, voteforhillsboro.net, and down on quite a few others that you might not recognize because they're kind of in code. But here this group was working with the Chinese. They showed the proof, put it online, and won the lawsuit. They're fighting for you. Go to their site, Open Inc., and educate yourself because, Pastor, what I think, one of the charges against Trump is that he has to believe that, oh, he knew he lost the election and he's been lying. Well, this opens up the chance for him to bring all of these millions of people that believe the election was stolen, could all be witnesses, all of the information from True the Vote to 2000 Mules, the movie, or the film 2000, all this could be presented in court to back up the fact that Trump believed that he legitimately was cheated, that the election was stolen. And I think the left does not realize they opened up Pandora's box, and that court could be turned into a way for Trump to finally get the proof out there about the stolen election. That's my opinion.
Well, here's another thing. The Democrats actually want to have Trump's trials videoed. Now,
yeah, they do, but just think, if all of this, Trump could put all this truth, all this stuff out there, show in court the 2,000 mules.
Well, that's my point. That's my point, because Trump's lawyers, I said they're going to litigate every single one of these charges, every one,
yeah.
And so they're going to bring the facts out. Now, our side will be there, too. They'll have to, if they put this on video, our side will be subject to, and we will be able to see what takes place. And, you know, what they call the mainstream media, they're no longer really mainstream anymore. they no longer have a lock on all the media, because our side, the media, is growing daily, and they are losing credibility at a rapid rate, aren't they?
They're losing listeners. You look at these different CBS, MSNBC, all these people, they're losing their listeners, they're losing numbers. And the truth is getting out. Truth sooner or later wins over lies. It takes a while, but it happens.
Well, when Fox News sold us out, they lost half of their they went down by a half.
Their
listenership
really went down.
But you see, what happened? Those same people there, like Dan Bongino and Tucker Carlson, they're out there now on the internet. They're out there with their blogs. They're out there, and so more and more. I mean, more, and praise the good Lord, more radio programs like this are popping up, and so. And our listening audience is growing it's really growing quickly. And you know what, folks, that reminds me, Joe, they really need the newsletter, don't they? I mean, if they had the newsletter, it doesn't cost them anything. It costs us plenty, but it doesn't cost them anything. And they get the articles and things that they hear us talk about here. They have it in their hands, don't they, where they can take it and show the skeptical, their friends or whatever. And, I mean, we have really made a big, big, big dent in Big Pharma when we've showed all of the facts on what's really happening with the COVID. They won't hear one minute of it on NBC, ABC, or CBS, but we put it out there in articles, and lots of articles out there.
And all the people have to do is just write, or they can write to WRWL Ministry at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. I'll repeat that, but just give us your name, your address, backup phone number, in case something we can't read writing. But just write WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065, Or you can go to the web, wrwl.org, and you can see a place there where you can email the same information and get the newsletter. And then once you get it, do like I do. Many people have copy machines now or access to one. Take the newsletter, copy it, hand out to your church, to your family, your friends, your neighbors, at work, and spread the truth. And then one person can maybe help contact 10, 20, 30 others, and we can reach, you know, really tens of thousands of people that way.
Joe, and folks, do it. Do it. It doesn't cost you anything, and believe me, you won't be sorry. Navy SEALs, here's an article from Real Raw News. Now, we try to run everything down. We want to run all these articles down, make sure that what we got is legitimate. It's not something that's
right.
Disinformation.
We spend a lot of time fact-checking, verifying.
Well, with this, it's a little hard to do because what they deal with, we're talking about military, special forces.
Oh, yeah.
And what they deal with, like when you and I were in, there were a lot of things that I saw we were a part of that have never come out. And it wasn't.
Right.
And what news was brought out was not what the reality. But here, Navy SEALs saved children from child sex slaves. And this was goes a week from yesterday. United States Navy SEALs on Sunday rescued hundreds of enslaved children from the hold of a crude oil tanker berthed in San Francisco Bay. And source General Eric M. Smith's office told Real Raw News. If all the information is correct, the operation marks the second time in 2 years white hats have freed captive children from their cargo ships or tankers near the California coast.
Wow.
And waypoint in the child sex trade industry, Real Raw News reported on a similar incident on November 2021. Now, I did hear they said authorities, but they didn't say the military had done this. Now, we know that there's activity going in. We know there's a split in the military out there today. We know that those at the Pentagon for Milley and Austin that are really pro-pedophile, they would be pro-sex slaves, okay? But we know that there are others within the military that are actually working with the White Hats. But I wanted to say that we are not able to verify this
story.
Yeah, because it is, according to, you know, Special Forces operations. So anyhow, folks,
a lot of things went on that are behind the scenes, happen all the time. They happened all through NAM.
Yep.
And a lot of the stories don't need to get out because it compromises things that we don't want the enemy in knowing.
All right, very quickly, we're going to open the phone lines to take some calls at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We're going to take some calls, and we got to probably take short calls because the lines are going to line up here. At 888-677-9673. And meanwhile, Joe, I do want to emphasize it's very, 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 very important here in Ohio that you go out tomorrow and vote yes on issue one here in Ohio. If you have not voted yet, go out and vote yes on issue one. It's critical. It's extremely important, folks, to do that, especially for the children. So anyhow, that's what's happening there. We're going to be taking some calls. The lines are open. Oh, coincidence. Newly required Planned Parenthood building looks like Aztec child sacrifice pyramid for the bloodthirsty satanic deity. And so they're showing you the new Planned Parenthood building was completed, and it was built like the ancient Aztec pyramid of child sacrifice.
Oh, joy.
Okay, yeah. Let's go out to Coach Dwayne. Coach, you're in the air.
Mr. Sanders, God bless you guys tonight.
Well, God bless you too, my friend.
Hey, it was reported tonight on Fox News that the prosecutors for Jack Snow and them are trying to make sure on the indictment trials for President Trump that there's not going to be no cameras in the court. They don't want no reporters even in the court. They want to keep everything under wrap, and they want gag orders so President Trump can't even speak, and they're trying to get him to where he can't even do rallies. So it's reported they're trying to make sure that there's no reporters in the court and no cameras. They don't want nothing to be brought out of what's going on behind closed doors of President Trump's indictment.
Well, somebody figured out that if they had the cameras, that Trump's side providing some truth would get out there. So they got smart all of a sudden, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Like you guys have been saying for years, full-blown communist. I'm telling you, America is in serious trouble. This deep state is so much bigger, and the communists, they got their hands in everywhere. This is the fight of the nation, the little bit of freedom that we have left. This is do or die. This election is everything, folks.
You're telling me it's very, very important, folks. Just exactly
and
what
Pastor
he says.
Sanders, I'm going to get off so other people can call in, but I let you know in the letter that I sent you, I'm going to have a special roundtable, and I've even contacted Roger Dorsey. He's back in with a church in South Amherst as one of my guests. You're going to be one of my guests. Pastor Mark Valenti is going to be one of my guests. And another person on a round table, and we're going to do a two-hour special called The Great Falling Away, where we are in the world and in America.
All right, very good.
All right, I love you guys. Keep fighting the fight, and
hey,
Jesus
same to you, our
back.
Friend.
The very same to you.
Job of that every day. Keep it up.
God bless you.
God bless. This coming Wednesday, Lord's willing, I will be in Cortland, Ohio. In Cortland, Ohio at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 at the Top Notch Restaurant, there in Cortland, Ohio, Wednesday night from 6 to 8. And we're going to be talking about, well, probably what's going to happen tomorrow. And so I will be out there meeting and greeting folks. That's the Top Notch Restaurant, people that are very, very patriotic, very pro-life. And they're the ones that we had on the radio program because when they tried to shut everybody down, they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let you do that. We know our rights. So they refused to shut down. And they were sued, and they won their lawsuit. And, in fact, they had a sign out that says, you don't have to wear any mask in here, and there is no social distancing in this establishment. And praise the good Lord for them. So, all right, very quickly, let's go. That's a Top Notch Restaurant. That's in Cortland, Ohio. And, folks, Cortland's not very big. So you just about ask anybody there. Because I don't really have the address here with me. But you ask anybody there in Cortland, and it's especially at any of those three gas stations, because it kind of sets in between all three of the gas stations right there across from the car wash. There you go. I don't have the address, but that's Cortland. Cortland's small. You'll be able to find me. All righty. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in there.
Yeah, how you doing? I want to mention, this concept of on the imprecatory prayer, Psalm 144, verse 6, I believe. It says, David saying, to scatter them. And if you look at Samuel, at one point Saul went after the people that were going to gouge the right eye out as a condition of surrender of the people, got really mad and got three sections of an army to go after these people. The ones that they didn't get rid of, the Lord scattered them, according to Samuel, and they were essentially by themselves. There wasn't even two people that could get together. But this concept of asking the Lord to scatter people is interesting because we look at, for example, even a biolab that they found in California, that takes a group of people. No one individual can do these things or set up an abortion clinic, for example. What do you think of using the word scatter as part of the imprecatory prayer?
Well, you know, David thought it was a good idea. I'm not going to argue with him. He was a pretty smart fellow.
Yeah, yeah, and then if you look at Psalm 8, it also says at the end of that psalm, it says, let the violence come back on their own pate or their head. And that's another, I think, good imprecatory prayer that these violent people, that it comes back on their own head. But also, on the shot, if you look at the episode 577 on the Sergeant Reports, it's talking about this particular doctor combination, PhD chemist, is saying that most of the damage, according to her, that's being done to people is from these chemicals and the nanoparticles that are assembling. It's not from the messenger RNA. She's using high doses of oral vitamin C on her patients, and she said if you can get it early enough, she said the patient's blood has been cleansed in like 3 days. They came back 3 days later, and it was cleaned out. But she said after a certain point, like everything they tried is not working for once these nanoparticles assemble and the white cells and the red blood cells are colliding and clotting up, and it's almost like you have to get it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you do. I got to move on pretty quickly because the whole board's lit. Let's go to Eric in California. Hey, Eric.
Have a moment. Take your speaker and only take a second.
All righty.
Okay, I'm still here. Yeah, have you ever heard of the website 6changeregret.com?
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You say sex change. Yeah, we have. In fact, we've got a number of articles on that right here in front of us. Yeah.
The sexchangeregret.com website.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They talk about some of the stories all the time off of there.
Well, there's some articles here about some, in Canada, where you have these people that have had these sex change, these men who have been castrated, a hole cut into them. They're asking to be euthanized because of the constant pain they're getting from these so-called artificial vaginas, okay? This is insanity. It's insanity. Stupid is as stupid does, right? And
the pain's so bad they're applying to Canada for permission for the suicide, doctor-assisted suicide. That doesn't say much for the sex change, does it?
Well, it's all about as long as they get paid. That's what really counts nowadays, as long as somebody's making some money off it. All right, thanks, Eric.
Oh, and one more real fast. PublicAdvocateUSA.org can use a fair influx of money because last I checked their email, it's been a while, but they owed over $67,000 to a number of businesses that have been helping them out.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. Let's go to Timothy out in North Royalton. Well, we had Timothy in North Royalton.
Now, something happened. You could hear the weird sound.
Yep. But anyhow, we have to just wait a minute because there's others. It looks like we're getting it on the computer here. I'm watching the screen, and it looks like we should be coming up here in a minute with Ryan. I think Ryan is going to be the next guy. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't know if you get the New American.
Yeah, we do, but I got to tell you, I haven't had a chance to read it lately.
Oh, well, this one that just came out this week, you'll like it. It rates the all the Congress people from by state, has Ohio in here, it has Jordan, and it's really good. It rates them like 1 to 100 on what they vote on all across the whole country, state by state. It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, we have some interesting things. I know here in Ohio, we have Republicans that aren't really Republicans. We have, they're called rhinos, and some of those that run as conservatives have a voting record that's under 60%. In other words, out of every 10 votes, only 6 or less are actually conservative votes.
No, I guarantee you'll like this article. Jim Jordan got an 80% based on how they have 10 questions here, and they rate
Look for Dave Joyce and see what he got. He's supposed to be. He runs as a conservative.
You know, I got to turn to that page. Well, I'm looking. Before I found this, I got Newsmax, and you won't believe this. The first issue I got, they had a big article on Jill Biden about her faith was shook. I don't know, somebody had cancer, she almost had cancer or whatever. And it's about a big article how her faith was shook and she didn't, like she's a Christian or something. So I called up and I canceled it, and they said, well, why are you canceling? And I told them, I think it went in one ear and out the other, but come on, Jill Biden is not a Christian.
No.
But I was surprised at Newsmax. I canceled it right after that. But I really like this New American. I'm trying to find this Ohio. You were asking about Joyce.
That's amazing. All right. We've got it. We're running out of time, so let's go out to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air. This is probably going to have to be the last call.
Yeah, I'm sorry that the phone got dropped for some reason. I don't know if it was on my end or your end, but I'll make it brief. Once again, greetings to Pastor Ernie, Parson Joe, and little Lisa. I just wanted to pick up where I left off, that tomorrow's a very important day. All those that have been listening for a long time, avid listeners, and anybody that's tuned in that's curious, hopefully becomes a new avid listener, how the importance of truth, and this is where you're going to find it on this station and also in the King James Bible, and then fellowshipping with those that stand on all these things. Tomorrow is very important, and I'm going to make my voice heard as well as putting feet to my faith tomorrow and do what's right. Bible says to know to do right and do not is sin. Also in Isaiah 1:9, it's very clear. And in Matthew 7, it's very clear on all these things that pertain to what's going on, what's been going on for the last 7 years, and what'll keep going on if we don't put our foot down and have some righteous anger and do the possible and trust God for the impossible.
Well, you're right. You know what? Here's some good news. Some of the pastors are starting to get courage. And I've been hearing from folks.
What a novel concept, huh?
Yeah, I've been hearing from people saying their pastors told them from the pulpit, get out there and vote yes on issue one.
They must not be reading. It says, Paul says to meditate on the Bible day and night, and it says all kinds of things about courage in the Bible. They must have missed those verses.
Well, in fact, it says 366 times, fear not.
Fear not.
Yeah.
So. You know, be anxious for nothing. And also, in all things, we're supposed to engage in prayer and supplication. And it also says, be still and know that I am God, and the righteous will receive their destruction. The evil will receive their destruction, and the righteous will receive their reward.
Amen.
So, you know, just on and on and on. You'll know them by your fruits. When you go tomorrow, even if you don't, they're not wearing a shirt or a sticker that says they had a no sign in their front yard, you'll know by the way they carry themselves. You're either standing on righteousness or you're on the other side. It's not about independent Republican or Democrat. It's about good versus evil. And I've had this with several neighbors in my neighborhood, and I've told them it comes down to that. God says, and he's very clear, he never stutters, you're either for me or you're against me.
All I need to do, Timothy, I wear a cap, and the cap says America needs Jesus in big, bold letters in the front. America needs Jesus. All I have to do is...
Even though we left him, I mean, you know, America as a whole, but, you know, there's a remnant, and the Bible's clear about the remnant. It's a leftover, and there's a leftover. Every generation, there's a leftover of people that are still with us, that are keeping the faith.
Well, I can tell by the look on their face when they read that my cap, you know, and I know when I went to Congress there, it was very interesting because the squat, and that when I walked down the halls and they were coming the other direction, and the looks on their faces told me they weren't real happy with my hat.
You know what, squat is a root word of squatter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of squatters. There's one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and all his family that's squatting with them. There's one at the Naval Observatory, and there's plenty in the House of Representatives and the Senate.
All right. Well, I'm going to have you squat for a minute and stay right where you're at, because we're going to go into a closing prayer. And you and Joe, you're going to be Cadence for me, okay?
And so, Ohio and Missouri, right. Let's go.
So we're going to ask the folks, many of you out there, Lord, listening to us tonight, the bottom line is this. Reality is, again, there are absolutes. You know, God's Word, the Bible is filled with them. God gave us those absolutes. And absolutely, you're going to die. Someday you will die. Absolutely, when that happens, you will either go to heaven or hell. Because God has proclaimed it. You can believe whatever you want. Now, if you've listened to God's Word, the Bible, if you have repented, if you prayed to the Father and asked for forgiveness of sin, and then asked the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, then you're going to go into eternity and the glory. But if you have not, if you refuse to do that, then things are going to go south forever, okay? And I mean really, really forever. So just repeat after me right now. If you're out there listening, you need to do this. When you hear this, I'm just the messenger. The message is coming from upon high.
Hallelujah.
It's not God's will that any come short of the glory. So just repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come before you, Lord.
I come before you, Lord.
Asking for forgiveness of my sins. I know, Father God.
I know, Father God.
That you placed your son upon the cross. He took my place and took my sins upon him.
He took my sins upon the cross.
And right now, Father, I'm asking for forgiveness of those sins. Right now, I'm asking the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, in all things, without any reservations.
Right now, I'm asking the Lord Jesus to be Lord of my life, all of my life. Without any reservation.
Right now, I'm a new creature. I'm a child of the kingdom. An heir of Christ. And right now, I will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
I'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm a new creature. Amen and hallelujah. All right. I hope those folks that say that prayer out there, if you have, we'd like to know. I'd like to hear. And if you could call our phone number at 440-338-1367. Just call and just tell us, yes, you said that prayer with you. It's very important. And if you need any information or counseling, give me a call, leave your phone number, and I'll get back with you. But it's 440-338-1367. Folks, again, if you've done that, if you've said that sinner's prayer tonight, you've done the most important thing you'll ever do. You can never, ever do anything that'll mean as much to you. You've got God's word on that. And so, I know we're coming up to that point that we get to every night at this time as we finish. And we always wanted to make sure the last thing you hear is that invitation. So we want to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We want to say God bless.
God bless.
Praise you, Jesus.
And we want to say always.
Keep fighting the fight. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.